This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, may all that we do and all that we are magnify your holy name. Amen. Sometimes if you want to know what's being said and understand the message, you got to turn around. David dared me to do this. We began this Advent season with one telling us to turn around. John the Baptist, telling us to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. We've continued with those themes throughout these 4 weeks. And we come to Mary today. Now, so that the choir can go back to their rest up here, I'm going to come down, but I will talk as I go. And I want to tell you this morning a story. A story that takes me back to fifth grade. And in fifth grade, I had a Dominican nun, a Spark Hill Dominican, and any of you who are fellow recovering Roman Catholics know that you don't kid around with Spark Hill Dominicans. Her name was Sister Marian Joseph. Sister Marian Joseph taught us fifth grade English. And at the end of the year, she said she was going to give us a final exam, but for our final exam, we were to memorize a poem. One of the poems that would have been in the book that we had been studying through the year. Now, this was no easy book. It was in fifth grade, and it must have been that thick, full of poems. And we were to memorize one of those poems. Well, as any normal fifth grade boy would do, guess what I did as I went through the book? Find the shortest one, which I did. Now, the other thing that happened was, usually they always had it in alphabetical order when you had to come up in front of the class, which Zlatic, I was always the last one, unless my cousin Mary Ellen Zlatic was in the class who came after me. Well, she wasn't in our fifth grade, so I figured I'll be the last one. Well, she said, today we're going to do it in reverse order alphabetically. So I got up before the class, and here's what I said. I'm a nobody. Who are you? Are you a nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public like a frog to speak your name the livelong day to an admiring bog. The poem, Emily Dickinson. I sat down thinking, well, I aced that one. I didn't think about the fact, though, that there were 23 other fifth graders who had the same idea as I did. Let's find the shortest one. And successively, 23 fifth graders got up and recited that poem. Even one of the guys who hadn't memorized anything, by the time it came to him, he knew the poem. Now, we thought Sister Mary Joseph would not be very happy about this, but she said, I'm a smart person. I knew what you would do. And she said, and that short poem is one of the most important ones we studied all year. I'm 59 years old and I can still recite it. So I guess she was right. We come to this feast day today. And the way in which Mary is pointing to us to turn around and look at life maybe a little bit differently is pretty much the words of that poem. She proclaimed her Magnificat, but she may as well have said the words to Emily Dickinson's poem. I'm a nobody. Who are you? Extolling the fact that it's not about us, it's about glorifying God. And this is what Mary does. Mary is the one chosen to bring Christ into the world. So I think there's some things we can learn from Mary. Now, I'm not about to go to the aberrations of some denominations that worship Mary and make her into a god, which she is not. But she is certainly a model for us to follow. You know, there's a prayer that I'm sure you've heard somewhere along your life that actually is a very good prayer. I remember Father Mike years ago doing a whole series of talks and dedicating a whole talk to the prayer, the Hail Mary. It's a great prayer. It's not just a football pass. It's a prayer. Hail Mary. It's the greeting that the angel, that Elizabeth gives to her. Full of grace. Yes, she is full of grace. She has Jesus within her. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. The very words that we heard from Luke's gospel that Elizabeth says. Nothing wrong with that. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Just stating the facts. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Well, I ask you all to pray for me. Why wouldn't I ask someone as holy as her to pray for me as well? Beautiful prayer. Mary's one for us to look to because she's one of us. She's a fellow nobody. Think about this. Mary made mistakes. She didn't always get it right. We're going to go to chapter 2 of Luke's very shortly, and this precious son that she's carrying, she's going to lose him on the way home. She didn't always do it perfect. Mary had a hard time accepting change just like us. This was not the way she would have planned her life. But she is willing, and she says yes. Think about this girl. If you wanted to think about that society, and if you wanted to choose an individual who would be looked upon as the least worthy or the least of value in the society, first of all, you would choose a woman. Secondarily, you would choose someone who had no social status whatsoever. She comes from a poor family. And as we've looked at before, certainly in that society, children had absolutely no value. Who is she then? A woman? A poor woman? A poor young woman? It's as if God wants to tell us, you got to turn around. We're turning this whole thing topsy-turvy. And if you want to understand what God is doing, then look to the nobodies of the world. If there is anything that I learned from her life, it is two things. Two things. Number one, life is hard. But number two, God is good. Life is hard, but God is good. Look at the two characters in this story. Here we have Elizabeth on the one hand. She has prayed and wanted all her life to have a child, and yet it's just not happening. Life is hard. But as we see what happens in the end of this story, God is good. Then we can look at this young, poor woman, Mary, on the other hand. Not an easy life. We all know where this is going to end up going. The same child that she carries in her womb, she's going to hold him when we celebrate that word beyond words service right here, the dead son in her arms. Life is hard, but God is good. There are so many things that happen in our lives that we can't control. People get sick. People die. We lose jobs. Life does not go the way that we thought it was going to go. Yeah, life is hard, but God is good. And what we see in this Elizabeth and this Mary and all of these characters is the only thing that we can control is our response. We can't control all these things that happen to us, but how are we going to respond? Mary chooses to say, "Let it be done unto me." Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. In many ways, this Advent season, just like Lent does, calls us to turn around. And if my response is not exactly the way God would have it to be, here's the opportunity and the time to turn around and to change direction. There's a lot we can't control, but we can control the way we choose to respond. I think it was a coincidence of the Holy Spirit what transpired in our world this week. I don't know if you saw this, but there was this gentleman who is despicable, maybe is a safe word to use, who took over this drug company that was being used for important drugs, and it's been on the market for 62 years. It was something like $16 a pill, and he took over the company, and he raised the price of that drug 5,000% because he could. He bought another drug company and had another important drug and immediately raised the price of that drug 4,000% because he said, "Because I can." He was interviewed, and he said, "In all of history, I am the most successful Albanian ever." You know what happened this past week? He was arrested on fraud charges, the most successful Albanian. But you know what happened that very same day? There was another Albanian whom our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters decided they are going to officially canonize and make a saint. That Albanian, Mother Teresa. Who's the most successful Albanian? I think it's the fellow nobody, Mother Teresa. Mary gives us that example. That the nobodies of the world, those who choose to do the right thing, those who choose to say yes to God, they are the ones who become somebody. And so we are being called now to bring Christ into the world just like her. How will we respond with our Magnificat? May we turn around if we need to. Amen.